We're privileged this morning to have a guest speaker. He's going to talk to us about the Gideon Association and the Gideon Bibles. And so I will welcome, along with all of you, Mr. Herbert Rupp.
Hey, nurse, are you going to heaven? Hey, nurse, are you going to heaven? Dorothy was attending nursing school, and while there, Gideon presented her a Bible like this one, New Testament. She accepted it, but she didn't read it, but put it away in her desk. Later, she was assigned to a hospital ward full of Navy recruits. One evening, a large group of guys gathered around one bed where a young man had a Bible in his lap. As Dorothy approached the group, one of the soldiers asked her, "Hey, nurse, are you going to heaven?" Dorothy thought for a moment and said, "Sure, I guess so." "You guess so? Well, you're not very sure, are you?" Then Dorothy asked, "Well, does anyone really know that you're going to heaven?" The young man replied, "Yes, I do." Dorothy was quite surprised and thought to herself, "How unfair is this? If the guy with the Bible knows he's going to heaven, then why don't I?" A few evenings later, Dorothy prayed to the Lord, confessing that she was a sinner and that she wanted whatever that young man had that made him so happy. The Lord led Dorothy to a fuller understanding of the Bible, and as she studied the Word, her whole life changed. Dorothy now knows that the Lord's way is the only way to happiness. The Gideon's International was organized in July of 1899 in Janesville, Wisconsin, for the purpose of sharing the gospel with the world. Today, the Gideons are organized in 193 countries around the world and publish scriptures in 93 languages. The Gideons place Bibles in hotels, motels, hospitals, nursing homes, and to prison inmates. We also distribute New Testaments to students in schools and universities, to members of the military, to police, fire, and medical personnel. Last year, the Gideons distributed more than 80 million scriptures. Since 1908, the Gideons have placed more than 1.7 billion scriptures around the world. The promise of Isaiah 55:11 is fulfilled, as God's word does not return void, as men, women, boys, and girls come to Christ through the reading of scriptures placed by Gideons. John was a 13-year-old boy who was raised in a home where the family only went to church on Christmas and Easter. One day after finishing his paper route, there was a knock on the door. It was one of John's paper route customers. The customer turned out to be a Gideon and presented John with the New Testament and explained a plan of salvation. Over the next several weeks, the Gideon led John and his family through a Bible study, which changed John's life. John grew up and married and had three children. One day, while on a visit to his grandmother's, John's four-year-old son was bitten by a scorpion and fell critically ill. After a flight for life to the hospital, the boy miraculously was saved, and John experienced God's grace firsthand. Several months later, a local Gideon asked John to join the Gideon ministry. But John put off his decision because he thought he was too busy and didn't have the time. Sometime later, tragedy struck John's family when John's brother was suddenly killed in a car crash. Since John's brother's spiritual condition was questionable, John prayed to the Lord, asking for some indication concerning his brother's eternal home. Later, while John was going through his brother's belongings, he discovered a Gideon Testament, which had been signed and dated by his brother, indicating that he had received Jesus as his Lord and Savior. John then sought out the Gideon, who invited him to join the Gideon ministry, and he now gives out the God's word so that other families can come to the saving knowledge of Christ. Gideons are the extension of local churches working in partnership with believers like you around the world. As members of local churches, Gideons like me visit congregations such as Faith Community United Methodist Church here in Greenville to report on how God is using the seeds of life we are sowing. Shannon was raised to be a self-reliant, independent woman who never let her emotions show. She came from a broken home and was not raised on Christian principles. Shannon married and had a baby. However, Shannon pursued her career in business finance and worked many hours while neglecting her family. Shannon's absence from home was so pronounced that her baby daughter called her Aunt Shannon rather than Mom. After several years, Shannon left her family and pursued her career. However, Shannon's life was empty and she became depressed. One day, Shannon, who was an avid jogger, went out for a run in a strong rain. However, the heavy rain forced Shannon to change her normal route, and she began to cry and ask God for help with her messed up life. Suddenly, a lightning bolt lit up the sky, and there was something on the road ahead of her. It was an orange testament like this one, placed by the Gideons, not on the road, but at any rate, she picked it up and took it home. She began reading it once she got home and began to feel a large weight lift from her chest. Shannon's life made a 180-degree turn from a passion for business to a passion for Jesus. Shannon sums up her story of salvation with the following Bible verses. Psalm 81, verse 7. You cried to me in trouble, and I saved you. I answered out of the thundercloud. Psalm 30, verses 11 and 12. You have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. You have taken away my clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy, that I might sing praises to you and not be silent. Even though the Gideons are distributing more than two scriptures every second around the world, the need is even greater. So how can you help? Our number one need is for prayer. Please pray for the continuing flow of funds to provide for the purchase of scriptures. Also pray for open doors in the communities and countries around the world where these scriptures are desperately needed. Also pray for Christian men and women to consider joining the Gideon ministry. If your heart moves you, also consider making a financial gift to the Gideons. New Testaments like this one cost $1.35 and are distributed in more than 160 countries around the world. Hotel Bibles like this one had a cost $5 and had the potential of reaching more than 2,300 people during their six-year service life in the hotel room. Remember, every dollar you contribute to the Gideons goes to the purchase, production, and shipment of scriptures. A brochure like this one was handed out this morning, and it contains an envelope. You can place your cash or check donation in these envelopes. If you make a check out, please make it to Gideon's International. You can place the envelope in the basket as you leave today, or you can mail it back after you return home. You also can purchase scriptures throughout the year using the Gideon card program. You have cards like this in your card rack out there in the lobby, and they are free, but you can make donations for the purchase of scriptures. The Thinking of You cards can be used to let someone know you're thinking of them. And recognition cards can be used to recognize important life events like confirmations. And the end memory cards can be used to remember a loved one. The Gideons also sell cards. We have holiday cards for Christmas and Easter. We also have special occasion cards for happy birthdays, or weddings, or wedding anniversaries, or just thank you cards. Proceeds from these card sales go for the purchase of scriptures. If you're interested in these cards, please see me after the service for more information. I'd like to thank Pastor Lambrecht for the opportunity to share in the Gideon ministry today. I would like to thank also John Michaels for his help today in this presentation. And also like to thank you, the congregation, for your attention. It's been a pleasure to be with you. God bless you all. Now, by special request of Pastor Lambrecht, I'd like to present the following video where you will see a powerful testimony of Carrie Christie and the changes in her family's life journey sparked by one Gideon Hotel Bible. Thank you.
You can share my testimony. I was raised by an incredible family here in Georgia, a wonderful mother and a wonderful father. I can't remember an evening or a special holiday when we did not have complete strangers sitting at the table with us. During holiday seasons, we would have people who had been thrown out of their homes either because of drug addiction or alcoholism. Or later, when in the 80s, when the AIDS epidemic hit, my mother took in people with AIDS and took care of them. When I was in high school, we had a runaway living with us. My mother took in almost anybody, and she actually loved them. She treated them as family. Now, this might be very common for Christians, and many Christians around the world might do something similar. But see, my family, we're all atheists, every one of us. My brother, my sister, my parents, my aunts and uncles, and my grandparents. We didn't own a Bible, we didn't listen to Christian programming, and we didn't go to churches. In growing up, I had a wonderful mother, very talented. She was an artist. And as part of her talents, it enabled us to travel to all kinds of galleries and museums and travel throughout the United States. And so, of course, we stayed in a lot of hotels. One evening, after we had wrapped up visiting a hotel, visiting a museum, we stayed in a hotel. And that evening, my mom wanted to go out to dinner. And I said, you know, Mom, I'm a little tired. I was 14, and it was 1974. And I said, would you mind going out and getting something? I'm just going to stay around here. I stayed in that evening, and I looked around the hotel room for something to read. And lo and behold, at the foot of the bed, on a bench seat, was a little red Gideon's Bible. Now, I had never read a Bible before. I'm not sure at that age that I had ever even seen one, and I had never heard the gospel story. So I picked up that book, and I began to read just like any other 14-year-old would. I opened up to page 1, paragraph 1, sentence 1, and that's where I began to read. It took about 15 or 20 minutes for my mother to come back with dinner, and in that time, I had read several chapters of the Bible. And I decided right then and there in that hotel room that that was the most incredible work of fiction I had ever read. And so the next morning, as we were packing to leave the hotel, I took that little red Gideon's Bible and I hid it in my suitcase. Now let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, even a 14-year-old atheist knows that it's not right to steal. But I did it anyway. And years later, my sweet husband would say to me, honey, that's not really stealing. The Gideons want you to have that Bible. But I didn't know that. I took that little red Gideon's Bible home, and for the next 4 years while I was in high school, while my friends were out doing what teenagers typically do, I was behind a locked door and often under my covers with a flashlight reading that Bible. And I started, as I said, from page 1, sentence 1, and continued to read through. And by my senior year in high school, I had finally reached the scripture in the New Testament that says, ask and it will be given, seek and you will find, knock and the door shall be opened. And so that night, I closed my eyes and I said, God, I don't believe in you. No one in my family does. But if you're really there, just show me. Just show me and I'll believe. And I had read so many incredible tales about burning bushes and stars at night that I expected something like that to happen. And when it didn't, I was very disappointed and I thought, well, this is a wonderful book, but it's not for me and God does not exist. That fall in 1978, my mother, who was my best friend, helped me pack for college, and I could not find a way to sneak that little red Bible into my suitcase. And so off I went to the University of Georgia right down the road to start my academic career. That fall, as God would have it, across the hall from me was a young lady by the name of Susie Colley. And I knew within a very short period of time that she was a Christian. Now, up until that point, I'm not sure I'd met very many. Certainly no one had ever shared the gospel story with me, and I was 18 years old, living in the United States. But I knew that Susie was a Christian because she was just like the people in the book of Acts. She talked about God and prayed to God, but what was more amazing is that God talked to her, and she told me about it. And so that fall, she took me to a Christian concert at the University of Georgia, and that night I heard the gospel story, and I gave my heart to Jesus Christ and my life. Now, I went to the front. I went to the front and told the minister that I wanted to be baptized in water. And he tried to explain to me that on a Saturday night, most of the churches are locked, and there wasn't really a place that he could take me that had a baptismal font. But that didn't matter to me. You see, by that time, I had read the New Testament. I knew what the book of Acts said, and I had read all the stories in the Gospels, and I insisted I was not leaving that student center without being baptized. So bless his little heart, they opened up someone's house and took me over, and I was baptized with water and filled with the Holy Spirit in a bathtub. Now, as we say in the South, there just ain't nothing like a born-again Christian, or a born-again atheist, too. And so what happened was for the next several years, I began to share with everyone I came in contact with the story that I had never heard. I told them about Jesus, and I told them about the Bible, and my entire family within the next 2 years, except for my mother and my brother, became born-again Christians. Radically changed born-again Christians. So now I need to fast forward to 5 short years ago. I received, sitting in the building, not far from where you sit, a call stating that I needed to come to the hospital. My mother had been diagnosed with inoperable cancer, and we found out that she had only 2 to 3 months to live. In a courtyard at her home here in Atlanta, Georgia, I sat down with her a week after her diagnosis, and she began to do what the doctors had told her to do, and that was get her affairs in order. And she looked at me and she said, "Carrie, I hope I have been a good mother. I hope you have been proud of me." And I said, "Well, Mom, why would you say that? I've had an incredible childhood. I've had an incredible relationship with you." And she said, "Because we don't believe the same way. I know you're a Christian, and I'm still an atheist after all these years. And I know that it's disappointing, and I know that it must affect the way that you see me." And I said, "Mom, I'm sorry that I've given you that impression, because no, let me tell you how God sees you." I said, "There's a story in the New Testament about a good Samaritan. When all the believers and the godly people had left the downtrodden and a man that was beaten up in a gutter and would not help him, a good Samaritan came along, someone who was not one of the faithful, and they took care of that man in the gutter. God loves you. God loves your heart, and God loves how you served his people." And I said, "It's such a beautiful story. I just wish I had a Bible that I could share with you so I could read it to you." And she said, "Well, honey, I don't know how I have this, but if you'll go into my bedroom and get up on a chair and reach into the back on the bookcase, I think you'll find a Bible there. I'm not really sure where it came from or what it's doing there, but I think there's one there nonetheless." And so that evening, 5 years ago, I got up on a chair and I reached into the back on the top of the bookcase, and out I pulled that little red Gideon's Bible. Well, of course, I had to at that point confess to my mother that I'd stolen it. And I tried to explain to her what my husband said and that it's not really stealing, but she was having nothing of that. And she said, "I really want to keep that Bible, Carrie, so you're going to have to call the Gideons and you're going to have to ask them for us to keep it." And that started my relationship formally with the Gideons International. A very sweet, kind, faithful brother named Reed Calloway dedicated this Bible to my mother. And in less than a year later, beating all of the odds that the doctors gave her, my mother gave her heart to the Lord. And as I said before, amen. As I said before, there just ain't nothing like a born-again atheist. So she began to share the love of God with everyone she knew. My mother went to be with the Lord 2 years ago. During her last days, as she was, her health was ailing and she was in the hospital, people came from all over the United States that were lifelong friends to visit her. One of those people was a little Jewish psychiatrist from Virginia. And she stayed with us that week, and she took me aside at one point, and she said, "Carrie, I've known your mother almost her entire life, and I've known you. Now, I've always noticed that there's something really different about you. But in all the years I've known your mother, there's something really different about her now, too. And I can't figure it out. What is going on? Tell me about your faith." And so I looked at her, and I said, "Shelley, it all started when I was 14 years old. And I stole a little red Gideon's Bible." And she went, "Oh!" And I said, "Well, Shelley, you know, it's not really stealing. I've learned that by now." And Shelley said, that's not why I gasped. She said, you see, I'm a psychiatrist in a hospital, and 2 weeks ago, I almost stole a little white Gideon's Bible. And I said, well, they really do want you to have those, Shelley. My mother passed away 2 years ago on New Year's Day, and within 30 days, I received this email from the little Jewish psychiatrist, Shelley. She had walked out in the back of her yard. She had closed her eyes, and in this, she details how she accepted Jesus and asked him to be Lord and Savior of her life. I want to thank you. I want to thank all of you for your service. I want to thank you for your role in fulfilling the Great Commission. I cannot tell you how the devotion of Gideon's in the past and how your devotion has changed my life. Yes, God is always faithful, but he is faithful through his people. You have an incredible ministry. You and the Gideon's International will be forever woven in my faith story and in the story of my family. I will bring you up to date on my brother because some people who know me have asked. My brother will not step foot in a church. After I came to know the Gideons, several faithful brothers called him and tried to share their faith with him. And he would call me and say it's a waste of time. 2 months ago, I heard from my brother. And he said that he had gone to church for the first time. Your faithfulness has meant everything to my family. Where most families have old Bibles that they'll keep forever as their family Bibles, my Red Gideon's will be our family Bible. We will pass this down, and we will always tell every member of our family about your faithfulness and your service. Thank you for being here, and thank you for your service.